it is 9 a.m. This fantastically fabulous morning. Today is Friday, July the 31st. It is 9 a.m. This is a regular meeting, or I guess it could be considered a special meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge Lee LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct Number 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We will begin with a prayer and the pledges. Lead us in the word of prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we say thank you. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon each and every one of us, each and every day and night. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you for having us live in such a wonderful county, in a great state, in the freest country on your earth. It's in these things we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
That's got some
history on it.
That's got some nicotine in it.
That's part of the history.
It is. So when are you getting rid of those?
You can't find those anymore.
No. All right. First item on the agenda, court to audit and settle all accounts against county and direct their payment.
Reconcile her own payments before she gives them to BJ at the end of the month.
Perfect.
So, the bank required this to be on the agenda to have approval. They need a copy of the minutes to open a bank account, so.
I make a motion as presented by the county judge.
Second.
In the affirmative. Motion made by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor? Any other discussion?
Motion made by, presented as the county treasurer. I think you said, did you say judge?
I did say judge because I presented the motion.
You made it.
I just didn't want to repeat.
Okay.
Number two again.
Did we get a second?
Mm-hmm. I made the motion, you seconded, and I'll just make sure we didn't have any questions.
Sir, no.
All right. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, budget workshop. And I think the first thing we're going to discuss is health rates.
Okay, I did get the health rates from TAC on Friday, and they were exactly what I put in the budget, so I didn't have to make any changes to that. Hey, what'd you do with that little thing? Sorry, I'm distracted. Yes, thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
So I didn't have to make any other changes to that because I've already input that into the budget. I also, as of last time, I had put the TCDRS in there, which we went down to the actual rate for this time instead of the 11.96. And so basically, if we're good with all those, we'll put those on a future agenda and get those approved and sent in. I know the health rates have to be in by September 2nd, and I'm not sure on the deadline on the TCDRS, but I will look into that. So I've printed a new budget copy, a new recap with the proposed numbers, what we're going to, revenue expenditures, what we're going to spend, and then what our ending balance should be at the end of next year, and put those in your packets. So basically what we did last time, just to kind of refresh, was we cut the groundwater district to 50,000. We cut the sheriff's station to 30. The raises for the elected officials, we took from 4,000 down to 2,000, and then we added a dollar raise per hour for part-time. And so all of that has been incorporated into the budget.
I thought the groundwater went to 40.
I had in my notes 50, so if you want me to take it to 40, I can. I had written down, that's what I had written down.
Before we do anything on that, do you want to wait until Mr. Sledge presents?
That's fine, yeah.
But we were shooting.
Yeah, we were kind of throwing it.
Yeah. Are they coming for that? Because I didn't know.
We're going to do.
I didn't ask them to come, but.
We're going
to
do.
Is it?
Conference call and executive session.
Okay.
The district attorney, the 20,000 there, I thought we did. Where did that come from? With everybody?
I did not have any notes that y'all wanted that taken out. I did talk to Tim that is for, just for a part-time attorney.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, part-time.
Yeah, that's part-time. So there is no, I mean, you have 5-year retirement, but there's no health insurance benefits added to that, so.
Just so everybody knows, that's over a 60-something thousand dollar salary for part-time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that was for part-time, it's not full?
It's part.
Over 60,000 for part-time.
It's part-time.
Hmm.
For a part-time licensed attorney.
I'm not in favor of it, I'm just saying.
You get good and you can get cheap, but you can't get them both.
Well,
and Mr. Gleason, again, I'll say it again, I've said it every budget meeting, he has worked at such a deep discount because he likes to serve the community.
What is the requirement of the part-time? Like, how many days? What does that even require?
Bill works every day, half a day. Is what Bill works. I don't know what the new requirements will be.
That's by the office.
I mean, because it's part-time. I mean, if that person has something else they do, it could be two full days a week. It could be like Bill where it's half a day, you know, I don't know.
I thought it was no more than 24 hours for 3 days.
That's different because this is a professional.
You see where I'm going with this.
It's not a true, it's a salary part-time. It's not like a dollar per hour.
But it still has to be an attorney. That's.
Oh, yes, it has to be an attorney, yes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what was it, Tim said that he prosecuted four murders in the last 2 years or something, and he has done four murders in 18 months.
Yes, and I can't remember how many cases he's in. He's not here today because they're moving into their house.
For 24
hours. Yes, me just to tell you all. I can't remember the number he said when he was up here last time.
Sam, the question, Jared last time he asked, how do we replace that money in that general? Well, of course, it's there for everybody. So anytime we raise tax right now, 1 cent brings in $85,000, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
About
$85,000,
yeah. Around, yes. And typically we have, at the end of the year, anywhere between 5% and 10%.
Left.
Of our budget left, yeah.
So 10% of our 600, of course, we have no clue what new construction.
No, we don't. We're hoping to have the tax numbers by next Friday's meeting.
Okay.
So the school has a much more stringent timeline than we do, so parents are working on theirs. Theirs had to be in the paper today. So then she'll start on ours in the city and then hospital district.
Okay.
I'd like to know the requirements, what he's going to require of a part-time DA, assistant DA. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought you can't go over 24 hours a week, is what I thought.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, but if we ever lose this crime situation and it gets...
Well, understood, but...
Okay. This is, I'm going to give you my spiel on the crime, okay? If we ever lose to where it's out of control and people start vacating properties and we start losing our tax base, we've got the biggest problem that we'll never be able to resolve.
I do not agree that an assistant DA is going to make that much of a difference in our crime.
Between Tim and Bill, they've been hitting it pretty hard and heavy. Our jail is down about 23 people.
I'd rather see that go towards the sheriff's department, something like that.
Is that not part of the...
Well, it's not. Am I wrong?
I know from talking to Tim on a different side of it that it pretty much has to have this to stay compliant with the state. Talk to him, but that's the way I would explain it.
Yeah, there has to be an assistant. Is that what you're saying?
He has to have so much help. You know, I wish he was here to explain it better. I'm not good at explaining stuff.
He's not here.
I'd be willing to say, in what Commissioner Patterson's discussing or talking about, is it has to do with SB 22. That's what I'd be willing to say. That any
that's the
required. That's more than an investigator. They got Mary Ann gets in on that. There's a bunch of them. But I think there's certain requirements for us to meet the SB 22. Now, as far as a state requirement, I don't know anything about that.
I don't think there is.
So we're not.
Because we didn't always have an assistant.
So his assistant is not required to be an attorney, is that right? Just an investigator?
No, if he's got an assistant district attorney, they have to be a licensed
attorney.
But he doesn't have to have one.
He doesn't have to have one.
I mean, I don't think the statute says he has to have one. No, I would say no because he hasn't always had one, and they didn't always have one in Morris County. They have one now, but I mean, I don't think there's a statute that says that.
So when I go in there to see I would have to go to Tim, and I could not see the assistant because he's not an attorney representing Marion County. Is that right?
Right now?
No, right now, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'd have to wait instead of a time to go see Tim.
Why would you hire someone as an assistant if they weren't an attorney?
I agree.
Because then they couldn't do any of our stuff.
Right.
Because Bill does a lot of stuff for us. I mean, he reads all our contracts and stuff as well. So, I mean, they would have to be an attorney, in my opinion.
Well, if it gets to the point we have to vote on this item by item, if we don't agree, we'll just vote on it. After we figure out exactly what the requirements are.
Well, and at this point, we don't even know our tax.
Yep.
I wrote that down, and I will ask him what he's planning.
You know, before we get into that, let's just see what we're working with. Right now, we're just talking about things that we possibly can and can't do. We don't know what we can and can't do until we get that number.
And we should have it by Friday.
Hopefully.
But we still are not required to file a budget till what, the end of September or?
No, so our timeline, what we're looking at, and if we have to change it, we can. But I went over this with Karen, and so right now, this is the track we're on. So we have our meeting today. Next Friday will be our next meeting. And at that meeting, hopefully she will have the tax number, so we will discuss the tax rates. We will, if y'all look at it and have enough information, we'll vote on the proposed tax rates. And then we'll start moving forward with putting everything in the newspaper for a adoption day, public hearing and adoption date of August 31st. And the budget will be filed with the county clerk by Friday, August 14th.
So next Friday is our last budget meeting?
No, well, we've scheduled August the 14th, so, I mean, in my mind, we'll have one that morning before I file the budget that day, because that way I can incorporate if we make any changes at the August 7th meeting for taxes or anything like that. Y'all can look at it one more time before I file the proposed budget, because I would still have time to make changes before I file with Kim. I would file the budget that day, and then we also have one that we scheduled from last year for the next Friday, August the 21st. If we don't need that one, we don't have to have it. If we need it, we can still have it, because we can make changes in the budget up until the day that we adopt. So even though we've already filed the proposed budget, you can still make changes to it until the day.
Until the 31st.
Yes, yeah. Until the day, until the day we adopt. You can make changes until the day that we adopt. Normally, if we make changes after we file, when we do the public hearing, we just say that we've made the following, you know, changes since we filed the proposed or whatever is how we do it. There's just timelines, so as to when I have to put things in the paper and stuff. So if this is our guideline, I start putting stuff in the paper as of the 14th. So basically, after the meeting on the 7th, I'll just start sending stuff to you. If not, we'll bump it back to the next, we'll bump it back 2 weeks, which will be whatever the September meeting is, and go from there. But Karen thought we could meet this one, but I mean, if we can't, I'll just bump everything back 2 weeks.
I mean, we should be pretty fast tracking once we get that number. That's okay. We'll have to meet 20 more times or anything like that.
That'll be September the 14th. If we have to run it back 2 weeks.
All right. Our next meeting will be Friday, August the 7th. Anybody have any questions?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.